This is a podcast recorded at CB Expo, Cannabis Business Expo and Conference, on September 16, 2023 in Dortmund, Germany. At the deep dive stage, Sven Carlies, Lucas Rossi, and Sebastian Ludovic Bugeri. Moderated by Lisa Haag. Discuss the following topic: CBD, a question of demarcation. Language, English. Enjoy your podcast listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our panel on CBD, a question of demarcation. Today's panel on CBD is going to be about the non-medical use of cannabis and the non-psychoactive part of cannabis products. Mostly, we're going to talk about categorization, we're going to talk about European markets and how they are developing, but we're also talking about specific challenges that the entrepreneurs we have on stage here are facing and have managed to face in the past. So it's a great honor today. We have a little bit different setup than announced. We have here Daniel Kruse. He's president of the IHA, but a cannabis entrepreneur or hemp entrepreneur himself for 20 plus years. Then we have Lucas Rause from Avalu. They're a CBD company that have been quite active since 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah, and we have Sebastian Ludovic Bugeri from Cannavape in France, who will also give us a very interesting perspective on that and who have managed with their case to set a landmark decision for the European cannabis industry.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it's going to be super interesting to see his perspective on the different issues. I would love to hand over also to the speakers to introduce a little bit themselves and to tell you about their everyday business and the products they are handling in their everyday entrepreneurial life. Maybe start with you, Daniel.
Thank you. I started about 26 years ago with industrial hemp, from retail to wholesale distribution to my own production companies. From that perspective, as I already noted this morning in our other panel discussion with Dirk Heidblut, a parliamentarian from Germany, from the German Bundestag, I said a big thank you, because I have to tell you that 27 years ago, when I read the book of Matthias Bröckers, the reinvention or the Wiederentdeckung,
the rediscovery.
Rediscovery. Thank you. The rediscovery of hemp. I would have never dreamed of that. In 20 years later, we have medical cannabis in Germany. I would have never dreamed of that we will have a discussion, a fruitful discussion, a very progressive discussion on recreational cannabis in Germany. Definitely I would have not dreamed of a huge market for industrial hemp products all over the world. By the way, industrial hemp products, two important things from my side. The market, the worldwide market for industrial hemp is bigger than recreational and medical cannabis together. And second, anytime you listen to someone saying something about CBD, a CBD product, CBD issued, CBD chances and perspectives, CBD is a product coming from the industrial hemp market. That's where we're all coming from. Because industrial hemp has low THC and high CBD, which we need for our production, for the raw material, and all the products derived from it. While high THC cannabis has the high THC, and then by nature, very low CBD. Very important point to note. Well, I will pass on now to my neighbor. Last thing from my side. Yes, I'm working for the European National Hemp Association since more than a decade, being their president in this moment, and also after bringing in four of my five companies into a holding, I just became the new CEO of Symbiotic SE recently, and I'm looking forward for another couple of years in this thrilling industry. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Lucas. My partner and I, I'm co-founder of Avalu. We founded our first cannabis company in 2018. We started with a B2C company with a normal CBD shop in Mainz. After that, 1 year later, we founded our company Avalo GmbH. That's our distribution company right now. And as well as our mother company from all the other daughter companies. 2 years later, we bought our production company Meflotec GmbH. That's nearby Mainz. There we have some hemp fields as well. But that's not our main business. Our main business is there. We built there a cGMP lab in the production facility of the farming company, of the former farming company, and produce there right now every extract product what we can imagine in cannabis. So mainly vapes, as well as CBD oils, cosmetics. This year we got our registration for the custom stock, so we can tax right now vapes, and we want to focus more and more on this market because we see the future in vapes. We see it's more easy for the consumer to consume at the end a vape on the daily use. It's easier than to roll a cigarette, roll a joint and smoke it. And yeah, we see there a big future in. And this year as well, we founded our last startup company. It's ACE GmbH in Austria. There we got as well a distribution and want to do the same like in Germany. We make right now the custom registration and want to tax there as well vapes. And at the end, we want to build a more secure or more stable market because we have right now always the problem that if we sell products without a registration from any government, we get always problems with the police and lose a lot of money. So we want to get rid of this headache and want to make a more stable cannabis industry. Thank you.
Thank you. Say, I'm Sebastian Megri. So for me on my side, I don't know if you went to my earlier presentation, but I founded CannaVape in 2014. But I'd coming from more of like an activist background. Passionate toward I took more like a scientific approach. So I have a master in plant science where I really target into cannabis as industrial, as medical, as recreational, because I'm like the generation that have grown up with the West Coast Californian culture with all those Kush strain and all this culture that I obviously it's impacting us. And at the same time, that's the culture that brought medical cannabis into the world, basically. And that's why I really got inspired. And as in Europe, moving in as a Frenchman in this multiple member state, community, let's say, it was very complicated because I studied in Netherlands where you have a specific law with the coffee shop, with the medical cannabis. I'm in France where everything is prohibited. As most of the other European countries, but the funniest thing is that in France, we were the top producer of cannabis legal seeds. And as I studied the plants, for me, it was really when I found out about CBD, was really the key to see, okay, that's something we can actually provide to the people, whether they are a medical patient or just a cannabis enthusiast or cannabis cannabinoid deficiency or somebody that will need some of the products regarding CBD. And that was very interesting because there was no law. So everything's talking always about THC, but nothing about CBD. And that's actually where I jumped myself into a little bit, maybe naively, as I was a young enthusiast scientist. But that I took that entrepreneur challenge, and that got me into a very interesting journey, which when I brought the product CannaVape was like 5 years development toward not only the product but also the law. And the electronic cigarettes was the most bioavailability product that will match with CBD and also discreet and at some time non-regulated as CBD. So the whole combination was for me like the path to go. And when I went to take that product out in France, was a big scandal. But thanks God, 7 years later, here we are talking about cannabis in the tobacco industry, which is great. And and so basically now, as I mentioned, the challenge really to put down the right regulation because there's so many different products. So we are talking about like the flowers, we're on the vape. I will not go too much into the food supplement because there's another aspect coming into it, which has another, maybe we're going to debate about it. But the point is that basically, just from the flower perspective, that now in France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, flour is being sold openly. There is no quality control, whereas it's just like pesticide or mold, and I'm not even going to heavy metals. And this is some of the aspects that it needs also to be addressed, as of course the taxation is the number one. So yeah, so I guess we will share the different experience from the that's
here. Yeah, maybe we start a little bit more on the top of things with the single convention and the restrictions that CBD doesn't have anymore. Yeah, at least it is clarified that CBD is not a narcotic itself as a substance. But I personally believe there are still many restrictions for hemp that are unnecessary, that need to be in there, and that are affecting us in our everyday entrepreneurial life. Also because CBD flower, hemp flower, is classified as a narcotics, and products derived from hemp flower are also oftentimes considered a narcotic, at least in Germany. There are a lot of borderline topics also. We have the new status as a novel food, like with the cannabinoid entry, which makes things more complicated. Daniel, how do you perceive, like on a European level, how are the countries dealing with these types of issues, and why is also the work on a European level, for example, within the European European Industrial Hemp Association, so important that we get more harmonization?
Well, a very good question, because you just answered it yourself in the end. The harmonization, that's what we need in Europe. Yeah. It's very important, because otherwise we cannot trade together. Yeah. Yeah, and he cannot trade between his own companies, between Austria and Germany, although both companies belong to the same owner. We need this for the European ASAP. And right now, what AHA tries, although our scope is obviously industrial hemp, it's in our name, but we try to reflect as much as possible what happens in Czech Republic, what happens in Slovenia, what happens in Germany with the legalization process. Not so much when it comes to the regarding the medical cannabis or the recreational cannabis, but because it will change one fundamental thing. It will also take out industrial hemp from the narcotic law. And this is very important, because the having industrial hemp, having cannabis sativa L as an agricultural and horticultural product in the narcotic law is a mistake by the single convention, as you already mentioned in starting your question. The single convention is probably one of the worst written contracts of the world. When you read it in English, and it initially was written in English as the international language, it's quite understandable. Still not written good, properly, and clear, but understandable. The separate and single translations in German and in France.
Everywhere there have been.
It's getting worse and worse. Yeah, and I, with our regular school English, you can understand, not being a lawyer, that between the English original text and the German translation, for example, I'm sure it would be the same in French, there are mistakes. There are very simple, basic, but very, very. Incredible, important mistakes. So German regulation is based on a wrong text. And that is one of the reasons why industrial hemp has such a bad situation right now. Hopefully, very soon it will change, especially when it comes to the leaves, and especially for one simple fact. When you read the single convention in the original language, English, as it is written and meant to be, and when you take in context the prologue and the text itself, you will ask yourself, what is industrial hemp has to do with it? It has nothing to do with it. Industrial hemp is not in the scope of the single convention, because the single convention is for drugs and the pharmacological products, but not for agricultural and for horticultural product. So basically all the problems that we have had, that we were challenged with in the last years, were based on a wrong assumption that simple as it is, industrial hemp is not in the scope of the single convention. Basta.
Well, now they changed the categorization, the schedule of cannabis, which is all very interesting, because now it's schedule 3. And that means that, of course, it's for the medical aspect, but actually there's an article inside of that that says if the plant has been recognized for medical property, it should be a duty of a government to provide the plant. In actually, and there's even a paragraph, so I could have a friend that is very, maybe, you know, in Kansas, is very on point on the single convention, but basically there is a paragraph inside of that Schedule 3 that provides the fact that if a country wants, it can actually, it has, first of all, to be able to provide the plants, has necessity because he has the medicine for you, and it can also be also used for different use, not just like for medical. So that's actually one of the article of paragraph 3, something. I don't have the exact number because it's very technical. But there is actually a text from the Single Convention with the new reschedule that could actually open for an industry without, regardless all the first and the political aspect that caused by each nation or and different lobby and so on. But there is actually the foundations to go into it. So after, it's also on the European level in Brussels. There's different. It needs to actually come to a different actor as from the entrepreneur, because the truth is that as an entrepreneur, and I know many of my clients and partners, nobody is interesting or is going through that level of registration, and everything is happening on the ground through fight and hard work with dealing with day-to-day police control, explaining the authority that there's no THC, this plant is will not get you. And basically, there's now even some case that show that, yes, we're not dealing with a drug. But yes, that's why I think also entrepreneur maybe needs to be a bit more forward, getting together in France. I think that's maybe one a good example where they get together into association. Even so, it was hard because between entrepreneurs, there's always this competition we want to take the market, but somehow even French are not the best collaborative between themselves. They managed to get together. And that was the very interesting thing that happened is that each of the association had their own lawyer. So it ended up that they, when they got joined together, they ended up with like five lawyers lining up. And I will talk from my personal experience with Cannavape. When it had this big impact on French law, France didn't know what to do, especially with the flower, because me, I was dealing with the vape pen, which is actually okay in a common sense, but the flower is really the thing that's triggered, and that is very confusing. Where is like hemp? Is it marijuana? And because they had to change the law in France through the case, then France said, okay, well, we're going to allow all derivative CBD, but no flower. Okay, and because there was this previous collective of entrepreneurs and those army of lawyers, they put on a budget to actually go to the highest court of France, Conseil d'État, to actually ask and make a point about the fact that, okay, if you allow the CBD derivative and you don't allow the flower, it's like allowing apple juice without allowing the apple. Yeah. And they make the point, and basically, even so, France was super reluctant to actually get flower regulated because they know what's the next step and they don't want to even hear about it. They were pushed by the higher cost of France to actually regulate the whole market. Yeah. So
they also had these hearings, right? Like I saw there was also some hearing on cannabis bien-être and stuff like this, where they really, from the government side, looked into this topic.
Yes, because basically they were really put down to the wall where they had to make their own argument to say, no, you guys are wrong. But of course, it was so obvious and we went so far because I'm one of... let's say I'm the first one, but behind me, we talk more for France because that's where I have the most experience in terms of the law that I took on. But a lot of entrepreneurs, they got arrested because they were all bringing the flower from Switzerland, from Italy. Yeah. And then there was the story of the THC always, like as this industry had to go underground, obviously there was no access. Now, thanks God, it's really getting that turn. And that's why we will talk more now where talking about the stamp tax that is happening in Belgium, Germany. And I think that could be the way, because in France, Even so, they are the one that's supposed to bring on the state-of-the-art law. Even today, we had the first hearing of like what's going to be, but we still don't know what's going to be the tax system, what is going to be like in terms of a stamp. If we're going to, so there's still a lot of unanswered questions, which that's where we need to get the collective really on that basic one.
Yeah, thank you. Lukas, maybe you can tell a little bit from your experience here in Germany. How do you perceive the development of the industry? What things have you had as challenges for yourselves in your everyday operations?
Well, in our everyday operations, we get two, three products where we have to fight with. if we start with the CBD flowers, we always had the problem that we sell CBD flowers as an aroma product. And at the end, it isn't an aroma product. It is a smokable product. And then we get the same problems like in France. We need to regulate the product to get secure products on the market, that we get a system and government who controls the products and earns as well money with that to finance the controlling of these products. That's something where we are working on. Then the next problem is the CBD oils. That's because of Novel Food. we sell CBD oils normally as an aroma oil. But at the end, it's more food than aroma oil. And right now, for example, we solved this problem for a short time that we made out of the product a cosmetic product for the inner mouth. But at the end, it isn't the real use case of this product. The product should be in food, so we can sell it as it be used. Yeah, that's something what is really important for us too. And with the vapes, we never had big problems in Germany so far. Let's see. We started 1.5 years ago in the vape business, and we sell full extract vapes.
Okay.
So will be is very interesting because at the end we...
Is it THC free?
We are THC free, non-detectable. But at the end,
because you still consider the even the products with free THC still considered as narcotic from the resin extract. That's actually where I guess the interpretation is to bring forward, because there is this situation. But now, as you mentioned about the oil, actually in France through this new regulation, they just now opened the possibility to register CBD capsule oil as a food supplement. I don't really know.
So they go against the EU?
But that's the real thing, that I don't know what's going to be the tech here, because, first of all, the trap is like most of the company that jump in and say, we can register food supplement, amazing. They were all one there. And guess now when they start to out for the control, the first one that be called off, those guys. So I don't really, from what I see, hidden agenda or some different political agenda to put together, where it's always complicated to get the authority or understanding about the reality of the entrepreneur. They cannot stop it.
Yeah.
It's happening. They have to regulate it. And I'm going to jump into it. Like now we have the neocannabinoids coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but let's go all the way.
Yeah, it's a big challenge, definitely.
Yeah, because, now we're talking about CBD, which statue, But now with the... We say, food supplement, this is novel food. Now they say, we have these new things called HHC, gets you high like THC, but it's not on the radar. It's a bit like the CBD when I came back in the days. And they say, we're going to ban it. I'll get this one. I'm going to ban this one. I'll get another one. Because now it's like with chemistry, you make all...
Yeah, it's whack-a-mole.
yeah. So... For me, it's really about, and for us, I believe, it's one plant, so we can have different use. Those, neocannabinoids that get you really high is like THC, so there's this, cannabinoids that get you high. There's those cannabinoids that will get you more into a relaxed state, non-addictive, let's say.
Yeah.
And those can be under a different category, but we need to be taking out from the let's say, old mindset of regulator, because this is not, it is completely new for everybody.
Yeah, and but it's the ridiculous thing that you have these products, for example, the vapes sold in Germany with a tax declaration,
and they make you high,
and then it's like this big discussion, and it just doesn't make sense, and it's ridiculous. And but maybe let's switch a little bit over to the, Daniel with the foodstuffs, and maybe how this is a discussion on an ingredient level, and how we have to fight for a single ingredient. What's your opinion on that, Daniel?
I have a very clear opinion on that. We started as an association as, with AHAR, we started the novel food application for CBD isolate or the full spectrum extract. I think we will succeed latest by end of next year with all the tox studies, including THC, even to increase the level of THC, limit of THC that can that can be legally in food. Until that time, we still have to work with aroma and cosmetic and kind of way around products. But I'm very, 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 very sure that by end of that period, when we have the novel food applications, there will be the second main hype of CBD.
Can you maybe also tell the audience a little bit about the hemp leaf, the new entry that is excluded from the novel food?
Yeah, what we achieved so far is there's a novel food book, and the cannabis sativa L entry has been changed in the last 3 years, I think, five times. I'm kidding, but it got changed again. Yeah. And then when there is a product not listed in the catalog, it might be considered a novel food, because in the catalog often they explicitly name the products that are not novel, which are traditional. So for cannabis sativa L, we had the seed derived products listed there, but not the leaves. So in our dear country, and I think also before in France, the leaves were not considered traditional. It was considered to be a novel food product. Although we had enough evidence to prove that, we showed the evidence to the EU Commission. By the way, EU Commission is very pro-hemp, they are very constructive, but they are not making the decision. They are leading the discussion, and they also have to implement the decision as soon as the 27 member states have decided. So now, as a matter of fact, we have, at least for water infusion, which is tea, for tea products, we have the leaves explicitly stated in the novel food catalog that they are not novel, that they are traditional. Do not start to produce other products with it now yet. Not any other products except for tea or herbal infusion product. For that is possible. We are working on having the leaves also officially stated for other products than infusion. And we also want to make sure that the hemp protein is listed explicitly, because otherwise maybe authorities will be a little bit confused again when it comes to hemp protein. Although the hemp contains the hemp protein, and hemp protein should be logically and sound scientifically already clearly considered a traditional product. But you never know. When it comes to hemp and cannabis, it's always a little bit complex with the authorities. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Maybe Sebastian, in your direction again, I read some time ago that France is trying to implement a special approval process for novel ingredients. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I'm not too sure about like the novel ingredient itself, because it's officially they just being talked. And the problem is that, I mean, I don't know, I'm see more like what's just happening really, like I was mentioning, they open up the electronic portal for notification of food supplement, and they open it now with CBD. So you have in the list of ingredients CBD. And you can actually go there, put the name of your product, just like the for cosmetic portal. So the same way you provide the notification. Differences is that the level of quality check is not comparable to cosmetic. So you basically put your label, put the name of the product, put CBD, what's the dosage. There is something about the a daily dosage that you should recommend. But after, in terms like the new compound itself, in France, I'm not too sure about that one. I know in Czech Republic, they actually took that step where they talk about a psychomodulator compound, and to which they what they put already HHC, which I was mentioning as a product or compound that can be legal cell, but under this special category, they even put kratom into it. But the point is that that's gonna be maybe also a loophole where we could address those new molecules. Maybe CBD could be a part of it in the way that it's a new framework. And the thing is that in terms of, I'm going back to cannabis case, that at the end court, they say that the only reason you could ban CBD is that if you can show that there is a public health threat. And if you don't have that study, then basically you are actually putting yourself also against some legal grism, you know? So there's, I think maybe the new molecule classification, like this psychomediator could be a way, but I think now in France they really try to push, like they try to make it like novel food style, which is like, we know, completely not compliant with what's going on the European level. So maybe you know more about that one, about the France.
No, not more than you already explained. and to be honest, I don't know, are we running out of time or should we go?
No, we're still good. We
yeah?
Have, yeah.
Okay, okay, cool. No, but I want to give, I want to switch over from that regulation to the development that we have all over Europe. There, as I mentioned before, countries like Slovenia, Czech Republic, very, very liberal, very constructive approach. And all these changes of the regulatory framework will influence not, as I said before, not only medical and recreational market, but is, again, industrial hemp. And then we will have a lot easier life with the CBD products.
At least in Germany, for now. Yeah, but but it's again, it's on an individual national level that we find this solution. Wouldn't it be the best to have like more harmonized things, at least across the Schengen area?
Definitely.
So trade is better possible. I know there are many challenges for entrepreneurs to find good raw material, to bring it into Germany, and those kind of situations.
Definitely, that's what we need. I think now countries like Czech Republic, which are probably a little more creative and a little more progressive than a bigger country like Germany, will lead the way actually behind the curtains. They already have a very good system how to deal with, for example, the new approach on cannabis, THC, but also CBD, and to differentiate between those cannabinoids and HHC, for example. This is one part of the hope, and the other hope is that one of the bigger countries, the biggest economy of Europe, Germany, will take this step. The European Commission will have a lot easier to decide on their part than, because right now they are all insecure, as you mentioned before, Lisa, with your excellent question: where does it all come from? It comes from the Single Convention. And as soon as the European Commission understands that the member states of the European Union are willing to take a different look on that document, then they will probably notice one thing that I will tell you now, because you are so patient and you are here sitting here instead of being outside with the nice weather. When you talk to your legal advisors or your legal departments, and you want to do hemp. Industrial hemp farming, extraction, standardization, filling of products, such as these companies sitting here on stage, tell your lawyer to check Article 28 of the Single Convention. Number two, point number two. It's not long. This convention shall not apply to the cultivation of the cannabis plant exclusively for industrial purposes, fiber and seeds, and horticulture. And that is very important. Fiber and seed, okay, we need the leaves, we need the flower. They missed to also put that in there, in the brackets. But horticulture, the German translation, and I don't know about the French, but the German translation is wrong. Horticulture is a lot more than to decorate your garden. Herbs, salad, vegetable, that gets grown under horticulture, not agriculture.
And flower also.
And flowers, and there you come. When you ask your lawyers, dig into that, So if you have the police coming and if you go to court, tell them, first of all, the narcotic law, look at this, is referring to agricultural products in Germany, for example, and yeah, we'd have to check in France. And secondly, if you tell us that the German narcotic law is valid, in this case, when it comes to leaves and flowers, it is not in line with the Single Convention, because horticulture is definitely explicitly excluded. So I can grow cannabis, whatever cannabis I want, for the production of herb, for the production of fruit, for vegetables, for nuts, and botanically the seed of a cannabis plant is a nut. So you have enough arguments just by botany and legal law to say I'm not doing something illegal. Thank you.
I mean, it's an important point. The cannabis industry in general is something like where we can definitely see that a lot of these regulatory developments have not come by the governments that they change, but because people like Sebastian force them to change and change the rules. So it's something.
Actually, yeah, I use a lot of the technical aspect that you mentioned, because that was they say, oh, seed and stock. Yeah, but okay, seed and stock. But like, where is CBD? You only talk about seed and stock. So yes.
Maybe as a last question to all of you panelists, what can we as entrepreneurs do to help governments make changes by themselves, and so we don't have to force them? What can we do in that regard? Maybe start with you, Sebastian.
I will say maybe, again, I'm going back to my French experience where I saw all those entrepreneurs coming together as a lobbying, but not from top down, but from bottom up, and with addressing the issue directly to what they are facing day to day. And even I know a lot of partners I work with, they are educating the police. And that's through that kind of a discussion that people can stop also thinking, yeah, it's marijuana. No, it's just cannabis is one plant. And this one is okay because we have the analysis, it's no THC, it's been controlled in the lab, it's been produced in this specific environment, and so on and so forth. But that's something that, I think entrepreneurs should, regardless the competition that there is in the market, because bring the ego down and say, okay, we are a bigger fight to pull on together, and that will be the best for everybody. And actually, in France, it worked. And now French government, they are really taking baby steps. That's why we're still waiting for how they're going to put the tax, because they know the first thing that's going to happen, the lawyer are all going to jump. Whoa, this. So it's, yeah. And I think this is the way each country can come together. And maybe the ultimate will be that this lobby group in France meet and collab with a lobby group in Germany, in Czech Republic. I know, like, from the industrial side, there's this hemp cluster on the European level that gather different actors from Portugal, Czech Republic, Germany, France, and so on, but specifically on the industrial aspect, so seeds and fiber. Maybe if there is a frame also to have the same kind of hemp cluster, or to have the hemp cluster specialized for those, cannabinoids, CBD as the flag, that could be where there could be a think tank coming from the citizen, let's say, or the entrepreneur that can reach out to Brussels, because as I said earlier, I'm into the position because that's through my journey, but I know a lot of people, they make a lot, they have a big market share in France, and they are not stepping into any of what's going on in Europe, and they don't care because it's not, first of all, it's not going to have impact because they are dealing with French law. But also they don't have the opportunity, or they don't see where they could really just share their opinion and to be able to think like a think tank, maybe, you know?
Yeah, very nice.
Lucas, what would you say?
Yeah, I see the same way like Sebastian. We need to come together and work with the government. That's one of the most, and educate the government. That's one of the most important jobs, I think, because at the end, in our case, it's like we educate right now the customs in Germany that CBD flowers are a smokable product.
And I think the customs, or yeah, the woman we are working with on the customs, she understand it, because it's at the end it's the reality. If you sell CBD flowers or crushed CBD flowers, for she is clear, and she understands that it's a smokable product, and so she understands as well. Okay, we need to tax it and we need to control it. It's better for the government and for the industry. So no. Yeah, we need to educate them and work with them together. I think that's the best way. We shouldn't go the way and say, okay, the government has done this mistake so long. We don't work with them together. We need to work with them together, that they change the laws, or that the customs tries to change the law, that in our case.
Or they interpret it properly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Very good point.
And what's your stance on this?
No, I just agree.
Yeah.
I just agree. Because I really have to go.
All right.
Not because it was right.
Yeah. Do you still have time for one last question, maybe from the audience?
Yeah, sure.
Are there any questions in the audience? Frau Dr. Schabner?
Sorry, you just said that you filed an application for novel food, for CBD and full spectrum extract, and it's going to be like finalized end of this year, or probably beginning of next year, I understand.
End of next year.
End of next year.
Your members.
You have to be part of the consortium. You have to be a member, or we call them partner, of the consortium, because novel food for the first 5 years is based on the tox studies, and the tox studies are they are registered or belong to the ownership, belongs to the company or the companies that paid for it.
All right. So if there are not any other questions, I would say thank you to my dear panelists.
Thank you.
A round of applause, please. And I wish you a rest. Nice day.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can find more podcasts on our channel, and we look forward to welcoming you to one of our upcoming events. All dates are available at cb-net.com.